Okay, we're doing the competitor review of three different companies, Heart of Dakota, My Father's World, and Tapestry of Grace. You know, I hadn't either, or at least not much. But what I've got for you is just a short PowerPoint going over just kind of an overview of each company and what they offer, what their format looks like, that kind of thing. And probably some of you are more familiar with some than others, and you may have input on them, but if you'll wait till we get through the PowerPoint, I'm hopeful that we will have time for discussion as far as how to overcome their strengths that make us appear to have weaknesses, was what I was asked to try to accomplish from this workshop. And so first I'm just going to share how each one works and how they're different from Sunlight. So taking them in alphabetical order, the first one is Heart of Dakota, and this is the one I was least familiar with. I don't know how new of a company it is, but it is only up through sixth grade at this time, I believe. And this is a list of their goals as stated on their website. I tried to do that for each company just to hear it from the horse's mouth, and to try to present them as unbiased as I could, because they are all legitimate curriculum companies and they do all offer something to the homeschool community, some better than others, obviously. This one seems to have more of an emphasis on making sure everything is Christ-centered, so most of their materials do come from Christian publishers, and they also deliberately have fewer books, and they read their schedules slower so they don't spend as much time actually on the structured schedule each day. And you can get this information from their website if you don't have time to jot it all down now. And this, like I said, I did take it directly from their website. So this is the covers of their instructor's guides. The one up in the upper right-hand corner, Drawn into the Heart of Reading, is used at all levels with any book. And it covers a variety of different genres of literature, but it's generic. It's not specific to certain titles. And that's what their literature program is, and it's used for all grades. And then the other ones, if you notice, they don't have 1, 2, 3, or ABC. It's these cute little titles. There's Little Hands to Heaven and Little Hearts for His Glory and Beyond Little Hearts for His Glory. And I don't know how you would ever keep track of all of that. But the product page in your binder tells what each one of them does cover, which section of history. They do have multi-level teaching in small age increments, much like Sunlight does. They don't try to teach all ages with one level, but each level is appropriate for a range of ages, very similar to the age bands that we have. They have 7 levels of curriculum. That first one, Little Hands to Heaven, is preschool, and then it goes through about the sixth grade, that the Hearts for Him through time. This is an example of their daily schedule page. You see it's not a grid like we have, and it's just these little blocks, and it's very, very hands-on, to the point of really a stretch to how does this time-consuming hands-on activity really apply to learning. That was my opinion. That's obviously people would have different opinions. They do emphasize that they're a Charlotte Mason approach. Living books, read purposefully over time, exposure to poetry, music, art, and nature. And then for their language arts, they have narration, copy work, dictation, memorization. And that's just a 1-2-page spread for one day from one level. But their website does have samples of all the different levels, and so if you're really interested in seeing more samples, those are also on the website.
So that came from the website?
That came from the website, yeah. In fact, all of the graphics and pages that I'm showing here, I stole from their websites, or borrowed from their websites. Heart of Dakota differences. They start with American history as sort of paraphrasing from their website, the stories of American histories, or American heroes, and our patriotic heritage are apparently more age-appropriate than weighty topics such as myths, legends, pagan cultures, and barbaric behavior. So they think that American history is gentler than world history. A quote from their website: rather than supplying you with a daunting list of required reading for your students to consume, each program utilizes a few carefully chosen resources for each area. All daily readings in our programs are kept purposefully short so students can savor and dwell on the chosen books a little at a time throughout the year. With a shorter school day, children still have plenty of time to read as many books as they wish on their own time. I showed you the daily schedules in box format rather than the grid, which I think is not as intuitive to me anyway. And they do have daily hands-on activities scheduled as part of their curriculum. And then their instructor's guides are perfect bound, and that just means like a regular paperback book is perfect bound, rather than being loose leaf like the Sunlight guides are. The next company, My Father's World. This is quotes from their website, and we are all a little bit more familiar with My Father's World, whether we want to be or not. But you see their emphasis is we're hands-on unit studies and really strong on the Charlotte Mason and the biblical worldview. And the quote, the bold on there, was bolded on their website. So those are things that they emphasized. They are multi-age. And this is how it works. You do kindergarten, and then you do first grade. Then, if you have older siblings, you move on to this five-year cycle. If you don't have older siblings, you do this middle year, Adventures in My Father's World. And on the chart that I gave you in your handouts, there's a question mark for third grade. So if your oldest child is in second grade and then not, I don't know what they think that that child should do for third grade, because the Adventures is a one-year thing. And the five-year thing is geared for fourth through eighth, but the second and third graders can do it if they have older siblings. I was a little bit confused about that step. But they have this cycle, and then all the children from second through eighth are supposed to be able to use it together. And also your chart also shows you what their options are for high school. Yes, that chart came from the website as well. This is what their packages looks like. Do you see what's missing from this package? Books. Yeah. That's the history books. There's no literature in that. They do provide, however, an extensive library list. So you're supposed to go to the library and find as many books as you can or want to, and whatever you find. And instead of having Sarita pick out the best of the best for you, you just...
If I had to go to the library and pick, get books all the time for my kids schooling, my kids would be homeschooled. I mean, they wouldn't be homeschooled anymore. They'd be homeschooled.
I enjoy it once in a while, but I would not want to have to depend on it. And half of what I get is twaddle, you know, and this way I know, I mean, with Sunlight, we know that we are getting the very, very best.
Okay. So the market's is against us. And the conventions, I actually watched him in New Mexico. He used that as an advantage. He didn't use it as a disadvantage. He said that by having fewer books, he has the largest list of literature of any homeschool curriculum. So, and actually his words were, we offer the largest number of books.
They don't offer them for sale, though.
I know, but that's not how
what
he's saying.
Right.
He's saying we offer. And he uses the library as an opportunity to get out with the family.
And save money.
Save money. You don't need all these books. And pointed to us and says, you don't need all these books. You can go to the library, save the money, have this time with your family, teach your children to embrace the library. He sells it well.
Has he seen a family with many little children embrace the library?
I can borrow my family to the library.
Carla, what did you think about the books that were on that book list? Were they good books?
It was a mix. It was like every title they could find that had anything to do with the subject matter was on the list. And I...
There might be bad books on that list.
Last year, because I reviewed My Father's World last year too, I took the library list to the library and got books off of the list, and half of them were twaddle. But there were every Sunlight books on their list too. So...
straight from our catalog.
If I know we've already started, and I'm late, and I apologize. But as we're going through this, I'd like for us to, as best as we can, because I know we're all biased to Sunlight, but as best as we can, try to think of how, whatever it is they do, or Heart of Dakota, whoever, whatever it is, why that might be appealing to people, and try to think of, you know, what you hear when prospects or customers come to your booth and they say, well, so-and-so said this, like, what are the things they're saying? Because that helps us kind of know what they're pitching. Just like Greg said, he's heard My Father's World many times, so he kind of knows how they're pitching it. But go ahead.
I was gonna say, you can spin it. Like, you have the freedom to choose which books are appropriate for your family. But then I think if we start with that, like, you know, other companies give you giant booklets and let you pick, but personally, I don't have time to sort through hundreds of books and then find one that I want, only to find out my library doesn't carry it and I'm going to have to wait 2 weeks to get it. And so I think figuring out, like, why someone would want a list, but then reminding them the cost of that choice, because every choice has a cost.
There's a time cost, a travel cost.
Well, and my question was, are the book list that they provide, do they break it down in, like, kindergarten level books, first grade level books, so it is broken down?
Well, not that specifically, but yeah, lower elementary, upper, yeah.
Okay.
This is what their instructor's guides look like. Very similar.
Justin.
But the notes are just a lot of, they're not really, it's not discussion questions much like ours are. It's not nearly as in-depth, and you see there's a lot of blanks on the grid, too. But it is a unit study approach. They don't really claim to, at least I couldn't find where they claim to be a literature-based approach, even though that's the perception I had.
Do they have questions for their?
No.
No questions at all. Okay.
Uh-uh.
What do they mean? Like, what is the definition of a unit study approach? Because, I mean, we cover American history.
I don't really know. That's just what, that's the terminology they use. And not, they say we're unit study. They don't say we're literature based. And so I just picked up on that. I don't really know what they mean by it.
They mean, they take a topic like the American Revolution, and they look at it from a scientific point, a historical point, a biblical point.
But do they?
It's a hands-on aspect.
Yeah.
Which is more focused than we do, you know.
So their science is integrated with the history.
It's on the same schedule, but I don't see how you integrate science with history. I don't know.
Or art or music, are they all tied in?
The art is.
The art is tied in? Music?
I don't, probably. I didn't, you know, yeah, because they do have CDs and stuff, too.
More unit study in the activities.
Yes.
Probably.
That build,
like,
on,
for example, your letter of the week might be something.
Right, and I think they do that.
And for science, you go out and bounce a ball because we're talking about gravity. So what's different is they schedule all their subjects together, whereas we sell science, and science is meant to be done as science. They are doing all their subjects at the same time, which some people like that break in the schedule. They like being able to, like, you know, do it all together. But I think some people misinterpret that as the same topic and very closely tied together, versus basically all they've done is just scheduled everything together. I don't think they've tied them as close as people think.
Right, so it's not a pure unit
right,
study.
It's not like a
coincidence
to me.
Well, that's again, that's the terminology they use, so I just kind of quoted them on that. The packages do not, we already talked about that, they do not include readers or read-alouds. This is different. What's different than Sunlight? Their schedule and teaching notes are much lighter.
I'm sorry, I have another question.
Yeah.
They offer these lists of books. Do they have them broken up by readers and read-alouds? Or
it's just a library list.
Here's a good list of books,
mm-hmm.
Appropriate for a first grader, second grader. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody comes into our booth and says, I've been over to My Father's World, and they tell me the benefit is that I don't have to pay the money to buy all these books, then what is our response? What is our counter?
My response is, you have a library of books, and you can either choose to keep them, or you can turn it around and resell them the next year to apply that money towards your next course.
Well, that's something we'll get to when we get to the discussion of how do we combat that.
Okay.
I'm just afraid I'm going to run out of time and not get through each company.
Okay. This is an important discussion.
Okay. Their preschool packages have no books at all. These foam toys. And from what I read, they come with a little activity booklet, but I can't even tell that that even has a library list in it at all. It's just those little foam Lari toys. I'm not sure. Develop important readiness skills. They're in the catalog here, so I should have put them up there, but I didn't. Because they could chew on them.
Yeah, they're choking and have been chewing for like they are preschool mom infants.
Ooh.
Because they're choking. If you chew on them, they get all yucky. They're not good to pass on. Like a lot of the things we include, like masterminds, is little pieces you wouldn't want your little kid, but it's very sturdy. It's very cool. It has longevity to it. So
I guess they don't read to their kids till they get to kindergarten. I don't know.
They don't even put reading lists.
I didn't order the preschool guide. I didn't think to do that, so I don't really know. I mean, it just says booklet, and you know how much of a library. I mean, you can go to the kind of library list they give you. You can go to the library and just check out picture books, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much they stress the read-alouds at that level. The instructor's guides are spiral-bound rather than loose-leaf, which is a little bit better than perfect-bound, but still it's not, you can't move things around. The instructor's guides are about half the size of ours and twice as expensive. They're $90 each, and they're about this thick. So they tell you My Father's World is cheaper. Compare the instructor's guides prices.
And yet people pay it.
Yeah. Tapestry of Grace. This was the one that I felt like was not really our competitor as such, because they are in their own niche. They're a classical education. They do the different traditional grammar and
dialect.
Yeah, and then the rhetoric levels, and they have the cyclical chronological history in a 4-year cycle, and it was just very, very much in their own little niche. Although, again, they do have really good books. They are the most professional of the three companies that I reviewed. I wish the stuff would have come. I was so excited to show you. It was going to be so dramatic. Their instructor's guide is this thick, but that's not a year. That's a quarter. There are four of them this thick for 1 year, so it's like this thick for 1 year, and it's like if you took three of ours, like if you did kindergarten and 5 and 200, and put them all together.
But that's only 1 year's instructor's
guide? Mm-hmm. But that's four age ranges.
Right. Well, no, it's not divided by ages, though. It's divided by quarters. Every week has about 50 pages.
Because everybody's in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so instead of separate.
It's very overwhelming. However, it is very professional and slick. It's full color. It's gorgeous to look at. They offer a digital format, so they're ahead of us on that. I was impressed with that part of it. There are three big ideas. Units are integrated studies, because they do keep all the kids on the same theme. Whole family learning. They use the same instructor's guide. However, everybody's doing their own thing still, even though they're all learning about world history. And the cyclical education. It's definitely the most in-depth program I reviewed, but it did seem very overwhelming. But then, of course, we hear that from our customers, too. Their levels are... year one is ancients, year two is Middle Ages to Colonial America. It was very America-focused, too. Year three is the 1800s, so you just spend a whole year on 100 years. And then the year four is the 1900s and 10 years into this century. So you get all of world history in 2 years, and then you get 100 years and 110 years. So.
And those are the only four levels they have?
Mm-hmm. But you go through them again.
Cycle.
You get to fourth grade, you start over, and you go through it.
And then they all do the same.
Picture like columns. So if you have, say, a first grader, these are the suggestions for this.
Well, here, this. And it shows that chart also shows how it's broken down. There's four quarters to a year, and then each quarter has four units. And the Loom is a CD. I do have that with me, not that it'll do us a whole lot of good, but it's digital supplemental stuff. It's like the map. Well, no, the maps aren't on there, but forms and worksheets, some different things you can print out. If
but not
you,
tips, not like what we have.
No, but it, but it's, you know, on a CD, so that that was kind of handy. And then the 9-week plans make up the I can't read it, but it's in this little flyer here.
Like a semester, a 9-week
semester. Yeah. A year plan is made up of 4 units of 8 to 10 weeks each. The guides include week at a glance overviews, reading assignment charts, writing assignments, student activities, a philosophy skit, teacher's notes, and supplements. And then the learning levels are the lower grammar, upper grammar, dialectic, and rhetoric. And you would nearly need to go through college to get through all of them. In fact, I think the rhetoric is very advanced.
In some ways, they put to the correct. They have all where we have our schedule and then our notes by topic. They have everything, so it's almost more like a week, and all the items for that week are there. And then the next week, everything for this. So that's why it's so thick, because you have all 4 levels with all the notes for a week. So it'd be like if I collected all mine and put them in one spot. So.
And they are loose leaf, so you can rearrange it like ours are. All age level, strictly chronological, all age levels are taught from one instructor's guide. However, their schedules are weekly, not daily. There's not a daily schedule, which would bother me. There's over 50 pages of notes each week. The recommended books, they don't offer packages, at least not that I could tell, that you would order. You would study your instructor's guide very thoroughly and in depth and decide which books you need for which kids, depending on the levels you're using, and order the books individually.
From them?
Yes, they do.
They call it
the
bookshelf.
That's not the same company. It's
the Lampstand Press.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a sister company.
It's not a sister company. They outsourced it. Bookshelf Central is based in Tennessee.
I thought Lampstand Press published Tapestry like...
Yeah, Lampstand Press would be like an Inquisicor. Bookshelf Central is their former warehouse manager said, I want to... They were broke about 2 years ago and almost went out of business. And they couldn't afford to print, but their manager, warehouse manager, fell into some money, started a business in Tennessee to provide books for Tapestry of Grace. And they're building up their own... They're becoming kind of like a Rainbow Resources.
Oh, I see.
But they're the exclusive provider of Tapestry of Grace. So
I didn't recognize it was a different company. I thought, oh, this is Lampstand Press, like Inquisicor is
to Lampstand Sunlight, Press so. Is the Tapestry of Grace, but Bookshelf Central's 100% separate. It's actually out of state and hundreds of miles away.
Oh, something really fun about Tapestry of Grace. Tapestry of Grace has a Sonia, only her name is Grace. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of cool. So,
which one did you cool say already had the digital?
Was Tapestry.
That was them, okay.
And
they use a program called Lock Lizard. And essentially it's PDFs. Yep. You get a PDF of the guide. Yep. It's not interactive. And that's where we're just knowing what we're going to have. We're going to have an advantage because we're not offering PDFs.
So
we're offering
a digital copy.
Yes. That's right. Yes. It's a secure digital copy where they've set their own digital rights, and you know, depending on what they set, you only get a certain amount of time or a certain number of views, whatever their rules are.
Oh, okay.
But they use a program called